From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was in Fort Worth on Tuesday to call for the resignation of School Board Superintendent Kent Scribner. Fort Worth ISD recently passed a series of guidelines intended to help transgender students, including allowing them access to bathrooms based on their gender identity. But Scribner has no plans to resign. Dan Patrick called Fort Worth School District's transgender guidelines social engineering that put the needs of transgender kids above others.
Whether you're a 9-year-old girl or a 17-year-old teenager or a 30-year-old woman, you should have a right to privacy and comfort and security in the ladies' room.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also weighed in with a letter to the district questioning the legality of the guidelines. At the monthly school board meeting, several hundred people stood in a line that stretched out the door and around the building to testify about the issue. Superintendent Kent Scribner defended the guidelines.
I am interested only in protecting, educating, and serving our students, and it is disingenuous to characterize this as anything but that.
The job of the ISD is not to parent. The job of the ISD is to teach and instruct.
Zeb Pent lives in Fort Worth with his two young kids. He helped get parents to turn out against the district's guidelines. He says transgender kids should not be bullied or harassed, but he thinks the guidelines are too specific and should not have been implemented without community input.
I'm fine with a certain set of policies or guidelines or whatever being passed, but not at the expense of redefining gender as we know it today.
Yasmin Barnes is transgender and attends high school in Fort Worth. The 17-year-old says there are more important issues to focus on in the district than repealing the guidelines.
We really have to do this? I can't use a bathroom that other people use? Really?
Yasmin's friend and fellow senior Jessica Lopez says people need to get over the stereotypes.
Trans people aren't all just creepy men dressing up like women. They're not that.
The teenagers want the transgender guidelines and Superintendent Scribner to stay in place. So do fellow board members. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price praised Scribner and said it was a local issue. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.